Welcome to Sweeping the Country. I'm Derek Walker, your host, along with me, my co-host, Mr. Jimmy Carter, the man with all of the experience. Hey, Jimmy.
I wish I had all the experience, or maybe I wish I had less experience.
Well,
in some areas, being naive about some things, there's something to be said for that. You know, it's why the soldiers, you don't have a lot of generals jumping on grenades.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because they know the result.
Yeah, right.
Coming into the first, we are actually in summer now.
Yeah, I thought officially,
For whatever reason, schools go back in August, which, you know, never happened in previous decades.
That's right.
People that don't know, most schools started after Labor Day.
Huh, that's right, yeah.
Whatever Labor Day was, and they did, that was when school started up. And it always, school was out around Memorial Day.
Do you have, in your neck of the woods, we don't have any here in Idaho proper that I'm aware of, but we did in some of the other states I've lived in. Do you have year-round school where they go all the way around?
There's some of that, but not a lot.
Yeah, here, same know,
it's
here.
Different. And I don't, and even in Nashville, I want to say that there was some, but I don't know of any right now because, no, I mean, I'm sure there's something that is, but not, I don't know if that picked up steam or not.
Well, you know, few of the really private schools
it
do
messed
it.
Up parents.
So bad.
No matter what they did, it was going to be a mess. So, you know, it's just some things you can't win for losing. You can, and I don't, you know, it's just everything. I am so frustrated with, you know, customer service issues. You might have seen where I battled with Apple a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, what is the deal
and
with
it was,
that?
It was partially my fault. I screwed up the setup on an iPad. And I wanted to cut it off and start over again, reboot and just start from the beginning again. And it wouldn't turn off, so I caught them on the phone. They couldn't make it turn off.
Wow.
And then, I mean, they even got on my phone, and cut on the camera so they could watch me doing what they were giving the instructions on, because they couldn't understand why that didn't cut it off.
And it still didn't work.
And it still wouldn't cut off.
Jeez.
So we got, this was 2 hours I wasted doing
this. Oh, my gosh.
Where they, you know, and so finally this supervisor comes on and says, well, I guess the only choice we have now is that we can send you a self-addressed envelope. You mail us back the iPad, and then when we get it back, we'll send you another one.
Okay.
I said, that could take weeks.
Yeah.
And I paid extra to be able to get it here today, which was the opening day, because I need it for something this weekend.
Yeah.
And I said, well, the only thing you can do is go to the Apple store. I said, that's going to take me an hour to get there, an hour to come home, and God knows how long there to do something that I don't even know that they know how to do. I mean, it was just very, very frustrating. So I finally hung up. Next day I went to the Apple store. It was still doing, not still wouldn't turn off.
Yeah.
But of course, as it happens with everything, put it in the box, all the boxing, took it to the Apple store, got it out of the box, and he did the commands that they had told me to do, and it straightened out right there.
Wow.
And so, of course, you know, that's when you get yourself to the hospital, you start feeling better.
Well, I've often thought, now you just reminded me of something about it. I've often thought about this. I've been on hold with, you name it, it doesn't matter what company, but I've been on hold with one of these TV companies for hours, you know, trying to sort through things and trying to go through things. And I've often thought to myself, and I've even said it at some point, and you may go, wow, that was pretty brash saying something like that. But I said, you're getting paid to do this, right? You're getting paid, but I'm not getting paid to sit here and try to negotiate or try to figure out what the problem is. Had this product been right from the start, I wouldn't be on the phone, right? And so meantime, you got 2-3 hours and, you know, what are you making? $20 an hour if you're not making a ton? So you got $60-$70 of time tied up. What's your time worth? You know, and I don't think a lot of the customer service people even understand
that. No, they don't care about that at all.
At all. And
but
of course,
it's just, you know, and it's even erase that all from the deal. It's just that we're so far away from the customer is always right. You know, we're like, Walmart's going to go 65-80%, whatever they said they're going to do, automated at some point in a year and a half or so.
Wow, that's crazy.
And so it's, I don't know if they've given up playing with Amazon. You know, but again, Apple made it right ultimately. The store, the guy was great.
Yeah.
We sat down and finished the rest of the setup because I wasn't going to leave the store until I knew it was completely. And then they sold me a case for it because all these things need a case.
Sure. You want to protect them. Yeah.
$100 for the case.
Wow. Wow.
You know, and that's 1/8 of the price of the thing.
Right.
So that's where their profit is.
Oh, sure.
You know, in all that type of accessory deal. So anyway, I'm not going to bitch about that anymore, but it's just customer service has been very frustrating. And then you watch television, and I didn't know about what you showed me here.
Yeah.
And I'm amazed. I mean,
I was too.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised because in Los Angeles, there's something for everything, but crowds on demand.com.
Yeah. Just go
now,
there,
I've
folks.
I've never seen anybody do a story on this.
I haven't either.
And I went to their website, and it says protest rallies and advocacy, audiences, events, and fan displays, consulting services, mediation. Who are we? Resources, contact us, request a quote.
Is that the most wild thing you've ever seen?
Is your home for impactable advocacy campaigns, demonstrations, PR stunts, crowds for hire, corporate events, services available nationwide? So should we go sign up? It doesn't say where to sign up with them if I want to go and
I think you have to just contact.
Be a part of it.
I think you just have to contact. Oh, you mean if you want a job?
I want to be one of the
I didn't know that. We were doing it for employment. Yeah. No,
you
I didn't know that.
Casting,
I thought you were
you know.
I thought you were hiring for an event. I thought you were going to try to push an agenda.
Oh, I want to get paid for doing stuff. Inquiry type, name, campaign. Let's see. Please note that we are generally not taking on new clients with an event or campaign budget under $20,000.
Ooh, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Under $20,000.
That's pretty hefty.
But they've got to be paying people. And
oh, yeah. Yeah, they got it.
If you're going to put 1,000 people at $20 an hour, I don't know how in the world you'd
afford
to do that.
They
got to
be more than that, huh? But, I mean, it is pretty easy. If all you got to do is carry a sign and say, hell no, we won't go.
Yeah, but even then, you know, that's a lot of money if you're getting paid minimum wage.
Isn't it? I mean, that's crazy.
So,
and I've always had a hunch that there were these, that the crowds, you know, we've talked about it, I mean, politically, but even for music stars or anybody, you see this crowd out there and you think, really? Are people that crazy about this artist?
Well, you know, Hollywood has always had, well, the audiences sometimes mostly are regular people.
Yeah.
But they always have shills.
Okay.
They always have. I call them, there are a couple of people that their laugh was so fantastic that they were paid by television shows and others to come sit in the audience and laugh.
There's a movie about that. I can't remember what or a show.
They're paid laughers, but
yeah.
They're really good at, you know, their laugh is addictive or whatever the words, you know, it gets everybody all excited.
Yeah.
And they laugh.
Contagious.
So
yeah.
I'm not surprised that, you know, the guy who's founded this is from UCLA. Maybe someone comes up to him. I don't know where he gets his people, but they're probably,
would they fall into the actress category?
Extras category.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, so extras are always sought after, and they may, but I wouldn't think, you know, you want to get you volunteer to get your head busted, you know, for a protest.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Whatever. Although you see a lot of the protesting and stuff like that, you see that. And it's they're wearing masks, so no one would really know who they were. You know, they might get away with it.
Read the rest of this. If you need to hire protesters, we can get a crowd on the street sometimes within 24 hours.
Wow.
If you need speakers to present at a council meeting, we can provide talented, well-spoken individuals to advocate your cause. Lord have mercy.
Wow.
We also have a dedicated team of phone banking staff who can call congressional offices, convince government officials to support your cause, and help you overcome opposition. Good Lord.
Yeah, I guess what we always thought was true is true, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I haven't totally researched it, but it looks legit to me. It looks like they've participated in a few things.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it just Crowds on Demand was hired by a competitor of a large manufacturing business owned by a convicted child molester to cripple his operation. We did this by protesting the business and all of its clients in an effort to get the clients to see, boy, I bet this guy's getting some, you know, he can do it. Imagine these guys, you better have some lawyers.
And some thick skin, yeah.
And thick skin. Make the wrong people mad, you'll end up, we'll be reading about him. He's a cut in half in Malibu.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
You know, but it's just, there's just some, this, you were asking earlier, you know, and people ask this all the time, has this country ever been this divided before? Yeah.
Yeah, I think
mean, during
so.
The Civil War, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, during the Revolutionary War, for sure, there were people who were not for, they were pro-British.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Not for independence. Now, that sounds crazy,
mm-hmm.
but even Ben Franklin, I believe it was Ben Franklin's son, was
that's right,
on
he
the
was,
British side.
Yeah, in fact, they. I'm watching, are you? Have you watched the show on, I think it's Apple, or, yeah, it's Apple TV.
No, with one with Michael Douglas?
Yes, so good.
No, it is, I have not. It's good.
It,
you know one thing I noticed about that was so weird, though?
Yeah.
It was so dark.
It is dark. I agree with you. It's hard to see.
I mean,
see
it's like they're two f-stops down from where they're supposed to be.
Yeah, you're now you're talking photographer language, but yeah, you're right. It is very dark. It's like filmed to feel like, I don't know. It's the
I don't know. Which
I, it is.
That was,
yeah, it's
that kind of put me off that actually.
Well, in that, it's yeah, they address the sun in that film, in that series,
yeah.
And he's,
maybe I did watch some of that.
Yeah, he's in jail, I think, for something he did, and Ben Franklin pretty much takes care of his son, his grandson, and raises him because the son is in jail.
But the country's been divided.
Yeah, yeah,
a lot.
For sure.
But I mean, right now, I mean, in modern times. Yeah, you've had the South against the South and the North have never stopped butting heads.
That's
really.
Still going on.
That's still it, and in some way, it's never stopped. You know, during they hated John Kennedy and
mm-hmm.
they hated the Supreme Court Justice Earl Warren because I used to see in Alabama billboards, you know, impeach Earl Warren. So
yeah.
There's always been some kind of deal. Even in Reconstruction, there was all kinds of hubbub about people that didn't like being on the losing side, I guess. And, you know, there's always been some stink. And then in recent years now, I mean, with this, I don't know how we got into this mess, though, where we've got two really dinosauric people running for office with, in the heart of hearts, I don't, yeah, you've got your hardcore people that want one or the other. But really, if our, we'd like to almost reboot and let's come back with two more.
I don't disagree. Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I mean, I just feel like sometimes I think about this. I think, is this the best we have? I mean, it can't possibly be the best.
Well, it's certainly not the
best
we have. But you know, these people, both of those guys have asbestos underwear.
Yeah, right.
Because nothing, sticks and stones may break their bones, but words will never hurt them, either one of them.
Have you ever known?
I mean, they're
known?
Both totally immune to criticism and all of that. So they're, you know, they go in because they both want that job.
Yeah.
You know, I guess Biden still wants it. I don't know.
I've never
but
known.
But he's doing it.
I've never known. I don't even know if he knows. That's another whole nother story.
That's another. And that's the sad part. And then
yeah, it is. It
you know,
is.
And it's just one thing that's so different, though. And again, it's not different because if you study journalism,
yeah,
there used to be papers that were pro-Democratic papers and
pro-Republican
papers. And, you know, but we have a very limited choice of media now because of the internet. Again, the internet's good and it's bad. This mm-hmm. is the bad side.
Yeah.
It's made all the newspapers almost virtually go away. Hasn't completely yet, but it's on its way to doing that because they have no way to figure, they don't know how to make money.
Right, to monetize, Yeah.
They don't know how to monetize, and advertising agencies all run by 13-year-olds do not want to advertise on the dinosaur mediums.
Right.
Like television or anything.
Right.
So they want to go with the internet and modern digital stuff when that may or may not be the best way to reach the audience, but that's who they're going with.
You know,
and I think there's also a great deal of ageism going on in the country.
I would agree.
We've always had it. I know we had it in the 60s where the hippies did not remember there was even a movie, Don't Trust Anybody Over 35.
Right.
And that number is probably a little higher than 35 now. But
I hope
again,
so.
This is something that's coming from the 60s. And now we're in this decade. And I think that a lot of the young people just don't want to have anything to do with anybody over probably 50.
That is interesting. You made me think of something when you were talking about ageism and you were talking about the papers going out of business and things like that. And the topic right before that, as we're still, you know, we're still talking about the fact that there's division in the country, and some say, oh my God, it's so crazy how divided we are. But really, you brought up a great point in that, yeah, Civil War, we were really divided. We've been divided for a long time. The difference now seems to be, to me, that we have an avenue to express ourselves so freely, the internet, social media, that now everybody knows how, I guess.
But the deal is here, and this is what's the strange part.
Yeah.
Is that maybe during the Civil War or Revolutionary War, did the, let's just say the British.
Yeah.
Or the blue, did they have total control of the media? No, I don't think they did.
That's true.
And they do have total control of the national media now, who are all, I think nobody would think that they're right-leaning except for Fox. And you've got all this other, the tonnage is left-leaning. And that's an issue.
It's concerning, you know,
an issue. And then social media, does anyone think that any one of those people owning Google, Apple, YouTube, Instagram, any of that stuff, anybody think they're right-leaning? I don't think so. I mean, they're ultra left.
Well, and the funniest part about it is, not, and it's not funny, but it is to me, when I think, how dumb do they think we are that they think we don't know? I mean,
well, that's the attitude on. That some of those, and that's right. They have a very snotty, sophisticated attitude about that they're the only ones that know.
Right.
They're the only ones that are representing, you know, and I try to figure out how some people can be so crazy about stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, you wonder about, like, Ukraine. Ukraine historically has always been a mess. They've had a mess over there going for 1,000 years.
Yeah.
In that area. It's always been in turbulence one way or the other. Either whether it's even long before the Soviet Union or during Nazi times or during any of that stuff, they've always been in some kind of something going on. And then all of a sudden the Democrats somehow are pro-Ukraine, which is basically for the United States being a surrogate to fight the Russians so we don't have to. So that makes sense. And the Republicans have decided they're all against Ukraine, who are fighting the Russians. So we don't have to.
Right.
So how'd the Republicans get upside down on that? Because Joe Biden supposedly is on it because he's getting money from it. Or, I mean, some kind of conspiracy theory involving Ukraine that may or may not be true.
Right.
But it's just the Republicans got upside down on politics on that subject. Whereas Israel, Jewish people generally have been Democrats. There are not that many. I don't think that many are terribly Republican that I've ever met.
Sure.
And so now you've got Israel, and it seems like the Republicans are the only ones that are trying to help Israel, where the Democrats have turned against it somehow, which makes no sense.
Right.
And we know what happened on that day, that the Hamas came in there and slaughtered.
It was awful. Yeah, it was awful.
It was, and there should have been universal outrage about that, and there was for a day
or two,
and then Russia and Israel was so surprised they were a little slow on the gun, they just kind of didn't know who to go blow up. You know, they were caught with their pants down, because they really didn't know who to strike out. They were, of course, they could have struck out somewhere, but they didn't know where is where,
right?
And so it took them a little while to get their, you know, self together and go and reach out for something. And then they got heavy handed, not strategic in what they did. And they just started, you know, blowing the crap out of stuff. And then the media, that's probably influenced by Russia and other people, China and others.
Yeah, sure.
They, just like this guy, this rent a crowd guy, they started getting the media and showing all this terrible stuff that was happening to the Hamas supporters and the Palestinians, and didn't show anymore, never showed what happened to the Jewish people. So the people at home in the United States really couldn't get that outrage, because we never really saw what happened.
Yeah, that's right. You had because to go look
spared,
for that.
They spared us from it, okay. But they didn't spare us because they had an agenda to show what was wrong with the Palestinians. So anybody, young person, who's innocent, Yeah. Doesn't know, thinks sophisticated, just see these terrible shots of mothers and their babies going down the street after their building's been bombed. What do you expect them to be to
right,
do?
Right, right.
So this whole thing was distorted.
Mm-hmm.
So public opinion would go a certain way. Democrats fell for that.
Yeah.
And they decided to go against Israel, which is like going against the home team. I mean, it's so crazy for them to be on that side of the fence. And I think they're very uncomfortable being on that side of the fence too. But that's why all this stuff is so warped.
Yeah.
And mixed up. And it's all about the division between Trump and Biden.
It's almost as if Trump said it or Biden said it, right? If Trump said it, then all the Democrats are against it, even if it's a good idea. And
right.
If Biden
it
said
doesn't
it,
matter.
All the Republicans are against it. You look at the border, for example. The border, Trump was wanting to shut down the border for a period of time. He wanted to stop till we got it figured out, and then we move forward from there with legalizing and bringing people over properly, which sounds really good on the surface, right? Even Obama liked that whole idea.
Yeah.
And then we get to Biden, and when they start the feud, Biden said, nah, open it up. Let's have it open. And now that time has passed and we've seen what is happening, now the Biden administration is coming back and saying, hey, we need to rein this in a little bit. This is out of control.
Well, it's election year, too.
That's right.
And there's two things.
Right.
It's not just that.
Yeah.
Number one issue is not the border anymore. It's number two.
Yeah.
Number one
is the economy.
Is inflation.
Yeah.
Because it's really getting everybody. I saw
sure
lunch today. With tip was $34,
mm-hmm.
and it shouldn't have been more than 25. So yeah. It's certainly 30% more than it would have ever been before. And that's exactly where we are. We're on worried about it. You know, we're going crazy on inflation. And why? Because gas prices are at $3.15 on the low side, $3.39 on the high side that mm-hmm. I saw today. And remember, they were almost $2
in the $2 range, yeah,
$2 a gallon,
yeah.
And when it's $2 a gallon, that's what and diesel was down at a reasonable price,
yeah.
But as soon as Biden got in there, Trump had done it, he X'd it,
right?
Whether it was for the
that's a good way to put it.
Whether it was for the border or for gas production or whatever Trump did. He went and did it opposite.
Right. That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Which was really a bad thing to do because that kicked off the inflation.
Right.
So as soon as you made the gas prices go up, then the cost of bringing a truck in of your food and everything else, it all started going up till it got to about 30% or more where it, because it was heading toward $5 a gallon.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So it's down a little bit, but $3.39 is still way up there.
Yeah, yeah.
And once you get these prices up, they don't go down. That's the thing.
Right.
They don't go down generally. And I don't. Target is going to lower some prices. That was rather a dramatic,
position
they were taking recently. But it's going to be hard to get them down.
Yeah.
But until the gas prices go down or they change how they feel, but the environmentalists say we need to have electric. So Biden has gone all electric. And that has been a disaster.
A bust. Complete bust.
Total bust.
Yeah.
And it's taken about the 4 years to go from not really doing much on it to now not really doing much on it. And in between, billions and billions and billions of dollars were wasted.
Yeah.
On all these stupid windmills and windmills out in the ocean and, solar panels here and there.
Right.
Taking up farmland when we should be growing something on that farmland.
Right.
And damn the torpedoes that these windmills are killing birds.
Oh,
and
God,
doing
that's
all
on
kinds
top
of
stuff. It. Yeah.
And it's just no one cares about that. No one thinks about electric cars. Oh, they're still coming from Volvo and everybody else. Electric cars are still on the way.
Well, sure.
With very few places to charge it. But they don't care that when the batteries go kaput, where are we going to take all these batteries? What are we going to do with all that stuff?
That's going to be a mess, too.
Your insurance is going to go up so high because when you bump into one of these little freaky cars, they break like glass.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to cost so much more to get your car fixed. They're going to have to total out every car that has a wreck.
Yeah, it's going to change the industry.
It's going to change the industry. It's going to make your car insurance go up to twice of what it is right now, all because of Biden X-ing out Trump's gas and oil thing.
You're right.
We were independent and we were shipping stuff out of here instead of shipping stuff in.
Yeah, you're right.
When you're in a position of power at that point, then you can start looking at alternatives.
Correct.
To try to, you do it when you're strong. Right. You don't do it when you're weak.
You have no leverage when you're weak. People don't understand that. You have nothing. You have no bargaining chip.
We've got a bunch of just, you know, crooked morons running government half the time, you know, because they don't think. I mean, I don't think Biden's that strategic. I think he was doing the bidding for whoever was pushing him to do it.
Yeah, I agree.
Because think about it. GE or who, I don't even know who it is. Somebody's making a lot of money selling those windmills.
Oh, sure.
Selling these cars.
Sure.
It's Ford. It's GM. It's all these people.
Well, they all got their lunch.
But.
They all got those incentives. All the car manufacturers got incentives from the government. It was subsidized.
They're going to build a city. I guess they're still going to build it.
Yeah.
Called something over in West Tennessee. And,
okay.
You know, it's just they've opened the door for all that stuff, and I don't think they know what to do with it now because, you know, they've gotten all the rich people's cars.
Right.
The Mercedes has a big battery plant in Alabama and other places. And then they can't. Now they just put a tariff on China, who's invented some really, like a Volkswagen,
cheap, inexpensive, cheap
electric car, and they can't let that in the country because it'll wipe us out.
Right.
So he put the tariffs up so high they can't come in.
Well, a lot of the American manufacturers have bet on the fact that we want a car that'll drive itself, and we want a car that'll stay in the lane and regulate.
See, that's big a waste of time too.
Well, I don't understand it.
You
agree.
You can't do it if you're out west, and you got some kind of gizmo car that can drive between, you know, Phoenix and Las Vegas or something on those roads.
Yeah, awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, tear it up. Okay. Right.
But most of the country is not like that, and we've wasted so much brain power doing jackass stuff like that it just irritates me. I mean, you can't do it in these cities that aren't made for this.
Yeah.
You kill each other. You're going to kill everybody, you know, that's in this stuff.
You're 100% right on that. And
but they don't stop. These blue cities, by the way, the cities like Nashville and Birmingham and all these southern blue cities, they're all doing this. In their next budgets that they're asking their councils to go with, they want to have more bike lanes. More biking to work days. You've got mountains. Let's go bike to work at Pikes Peak is about what they're asking people to do in some of these cities. You really want to put more bikes out there on these roads where these crazy people are out there driving, and you're going to put autonomous driving cars on the same street with bicycles? I mean, it doesn't sound like I wouldn't want to put my children out there.
Yeah, I would agree with you 100%. And I look at all of this, and I think you and I have talked about this for probably 2 or 3 years straight. We've talked about this. We've discussed the infrastructure not being there. We've discussed all of these things. The fact that you have to generate power to build these things. You know, I saw that one of the funniest things I ever saw was here comes another load of electric cars from China or whatever, and they were on a diesel tanker. Going through the Pacific, and you think about all of that, and I wonder, how is our government so slow to react with all these brainiac people that are running the show, right? This great country, the largest consuming country in the world of consumer goods, and yet they're so slow in reacting, they don't even see it coming. It's like one of those, a frog boiling in the water, right? We just sit there and
sit
there.
Yeah, you wonder, dude, is it true they don't see it? Or they refuse to see it because they're getting payoffs from people of the present day, you know, whatever the special interest is.
Yeah, and then that pisses me off because they're just gambling with our money.
Of course they are.
Why?
But again, this is where people, you know, see somebody like Trump, and they see him like Clark Kent or Superman.
Yeah,
that can go in there and do super things.
Yeah,
which you really can't as president. You can cause trouble and you can make a mess and you can set agendas, you know, but they're not dictators.
Whether
Biden's not, and neither is Trump,
are
dictators. They can't go in there and there's checks and balances and you just can't do it. I mean, Trump would have loved to have done some things that he didn't get to do. And Biden, I'm sure, would love to have done some things that he's not been able to do. So,
but you know, Jimmy,
you can make a mess. You know, you can make a mess with this stuff.
That is what I love about this country, though. We have the checks and balances. We have all that stuff, so that we don't have some tyrant running wild. Yet,
but the problem now is that you don't have a fair, Fifth Estate journalist.
Ooh,
they're left wing. They're almost to every degree in everything. Network, newspaper, Washington Post, New York Times, the few places that are still out there that remain are very left-leaning. And you listen to the coverage of the Trump trial, and it's so, it's like children.
Oh, yeah, you can hear the bias every time.
And frankly, it's just the same on the other side as Fox is. Mm-hmm. But there should be, neither one should be like that.
Yeah, but it's somehow...
Just calling it like it is and give the facts and not be a home team.
When did it change, and what changed it? I mean, when did that swap?
You can hear it on football games. It's the same principle.
Yeah.
You've got a Giants versus Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a Green Bay home team.
Yeah.
You've got a Giants home team broadcasters.
Yeah.
You know, that tell it from the home team angle. And then there's the national broadcast.
Yeah, that's true.
And so where we ought to be is the national broadcast and not home teams for either the Giants or the Packers.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's not how it is right now. We've lost control of the media. And what I don't understand is the corporations like Comcast,
mm-hmm.
you know, that was founded by a guy from Tupelo, Mississippi, in a cable company.
Yeah.
And I don't understand how Comcast has let their asset become a voice of completely liberal people, just like they've done on the other side. You know, with Rupert Murdoch has done with Fox.
Yeah, sure.
He went, you know, and I don't think he even believes that stuff, but I think he saw an audience. There was a percentage of the audience that wasn't fulfilled,
mm-hmm.
and he went for that audience. They were not serving these, they're pro-military, pro-this, pro-that.
Yeah.
They're not being served right now, so let's super serve them, and
yeah.
Boom. And he got, you know, X number of ratings enough to make it really work, 5, 6, 7, 8 million people a night.
It all comes down to one thing.
Money.
Yes, it does.
It's all about money.
It is, every time, and the greed.
It's all about what it is for Putin. He's got probably a little bit of its psychology, you know, his dream, but he was about getting rich.
Yeah.
Power is about power and influence.
Yeah.
Power, influence, and that often brings money most of the time.
Wow. Man, you really set something up for me that I didn't think about before, and when you said it's just like a football game or a basketball game or whatever you want to, any sporting event,
yeah, where
home team announcer. And now that I think about that, it's so obvious when you're watching because they get excited, right? They're excited when their team scores.
Oh, they're falling at the mouth at the Trump trial. They want to make Michael Cohen something, you know, like a George Washington that cannot tell a lie. And you can't make, you know, you can't make a silk spurs out of a sow's ear was the famous old quote about that.
Man,
he's
good stuff.
He's a mess. So they're still foaming at the mouth, excited, thinking that there's a chance that Trump could be convicted. There's a chance that he'll go to prison. And they put that raw meat out there for the fans that hate Trump so much. And that keeps them on there. They're excited that there's just a chance that it could be ruled in their favor.
As we kind of wrap things up, let me ask you one last question. Is there any media organization that doesn't make a fortune off Donald Trump when it comes to news?
Either side, either against him or for him.
Yeah, I mean, he seems like a money machine. He's printing money.
He is, because he's so controversial.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
Look, and this is what drives everybody crazy on every side. The other day, I think Trump went to somewhere in South Jersey, and there was legitimately 100,000 people at his rally.
Yeah, crazy number. Yeah,
Joe Biden can't work out 100 people.
I've seen some of that. Yeah.
So that really upsets. You know, that's why they don't want to cover Trump when he has now. Biden might have 100 people at his rally, but there are 10,000 people that would vote for his team.
Yeah, sure.
Whereas the Trump people have 100,000 people in the rally, and maybe there's another 500,000 that would vote for the team. I mean, they're like hockey fans. Hockey fans would make you believe that everybody likes hockey, and they don't.
True.
But if you think about what the phones were on the people calling in and doing all that, you'd think that hockey They're just the they're the Taylor Swift fans of sports.
Well,
they
maybe.
Believe they love their sport. They love it, and they want everybody else to love it. And so they can't believe it if everybody doesn't think the way they do.
Fascinating. Maybe.
And that's how Trump fans are. They love him. I think they love him.
I think both directions you go. Maybe these guys are using or should use the crowd site we were looking at earlier. What's it called again?
Oh, yeah.
Where's maybe the Biden thing? Camp issue.
I think that
crowds,
is
on demand. Crowds on demand.
Crowds on demand. I thought that was a Saturday Night Live joke.
No.
It is the real thing, folks.
Look it up.
Go for yourself.
Yeah.
Crowdsondemand.com.
Maybe Biden can get
rally, we can get it for you. You have the money, we got the people.
We can do it.
We'll make your signs up for you. We'll show up.
Oh, my Lord. What
we'll find this? We'll find some other people that will show up with it. But that's only, you know, that we can't depend on them.
Right.
So we're going to pay for the people to come out. Oh, my God.
Make sure we get it right. Crazy, crazy stuff. Always fun, Jimmy. I mean, so much to think about right there. I enjoy doing this every week. And
makes my head hurt.
Look forward to doing it again next week right here on Sweeping the Country. Until then, I'm Derek Walker. He is.
I'm Jimmy Carter.
Good day.
Good day.